Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family. Greetings. We are moving right along in the middle of this fast. How wonderful. I think I even found a solution for getting the programs out to people. We may have to use the GroupMe scenario to get them out. They're really wonderful, really, really excellent ways of communicating, staying involved, staying connected. Wonderful. So please, take a second, check it out. I know part of the problem that we've been having in Blog Talk is not consistent. Some people can play the recording, some people can't. Which is one of the reasons that we moved from Blog Talk to begin with. So, you know, if yours is acting weird, it really may not be you. You know, have that patience in there. So here we are, day 7. So when I went to sleep last night, you know, I'm like, okay, we're getting somewhere. We're moving along. And so I was very proud of myself. I have been doing some additional work. So I switched my fast up. So for two, three days, I'll do the fruits and vegetables. Then I'll do what I call the hard fast. That's the nothing fast, the nothingness fast. And then I'll go back to my fruits and vegetables. Sometimes you may find it easier to have something to nibble on, and you'll need to do fruits and vegetables during the day if you're working or whatever. And then, you know, on the weekends when you have more discipline or more control, or like for me, you could take a nap in the middle of the day on the weekend, that might be the time that you do your harder fast, whichever is harder for you, you know. And so this is what we're doing. We're trying to work on this, okay? We're trying to find ways to – even though we're living a life, I've had 3 or 4 people tell me, oh, Mama Son, this is not a good time. I know that. God knows that. And more importantly, the negativity knows that. The negativity already knew when Ramadan was. It's so funny. I've been telling people about Ramadan since December. Hey, wow, did you see our devotion date has moved up? Golly, that's going to conflict with this, that's that. Negativity knew when it was. Negativity knew to pile your plate up right now. And so what we have to do is really, really push back on the negativity and say, hey, God is calling me right now. I know you want to keep me busy and distracted and frustrated and, you know, here and there. I know you, negativity. You do this all the time. But I'm here to tell you that I'm not going to allow you to distract me from what I know is the most important. So really at this point in our life, you know, if you're with a wonderful approach, if you've ever been with a wonderful approach, there you have a higher awareness of God. You know, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but a wonderful approach is serious about the commitment. You know, and it's a spiritual organization, it's spirituality. You know, I don't know why people think spirituality has looser rules and looser this than this. No. Spirituality is real. You know, spirituality, to me, there's more at stake because it is so personal. You know, when you go into a church, you follow the orders, you stand up, you sit down, you stand up, you sit down, you clap your hands. The program is there for you, okay? In spirituality, you got to fight for this. You got to earn it. You got to be consistent. Ain't nobody calling you, hey, Sister Mary Mother, why I didn't see you at church today? No, There's no one doing that for you on this side of the equation. You have got to do it. And every time I put too many too many reminders or whatever, Spirit will let me know. That's too much. We're not doing all that. They have got to choose this. You know, they've got to choose to make the decision and everything like that. So this is where you come in and you say, you know what, I'm not doing this for, you know, Mama Seven. I'm not doing this. I'm doing this for my own spirit. I'm doing this because my spirit resonates with this. I'm doing this because I see results when I do this. I'm here. I'm in the middle of fast because my body needs it. My body needs the discipline. So this is why we're here early in the morning, even on Saturday. The fast doesn't end. The fast is not taking a break for weekends, you know. But one thing I love about this fast is you can literally see it on the calendar. You can do your check mark. It's not a matter, you know, there are some fasts that are like, Spirit will let you know when you're done. At least with this one, we really can see that this is temporary. In the 12 months that God has given us to operate, to live, missing 1 month or having to circle and have 1 month exclusively about God, that really is nothing. God gives us, he's asking for one. Come on, family. Really. One thing I can say about God, you know, everybody has a parenting style. Everyone has, you know, ways that they like to parent. And I can say God's parenting style, God is not strict. He's so not strict. He really is a caring, loving God. He really does. He really is a patient God. I'm ever so thankful that he does not judge us as harshly as we judge ourselves, because, you know, there wouldn't be that many people left on the planet if he did, you know. I feel his grace and mercy and love every day. Every day I look and I will see situations where God is being generous. Generous. You know, I'll see people doing stupid stuff, and I'm like, oh, ooh, you know, like we were kids, ooh. And then all I know is that God applies that grace, and then we're allowed to see the mistake and say, you know what, that was not the best option. I'm going to find another way to do that. And then we go and we find other ways to do it. Okay? I'm going to ask everybody to take that time and to see the grace that God has given them. Remember, y'all, this is my gratitude fast. I'm already grateful. I've already gotten my miracles. I'm smiling at my miracles, okay? And so for me, I'm on retrospect. I can't believe that God would give me all of this at one time. I just got everything. I got everything. And so now I have to sit back and say, I look and marvel at all that God has given to me. And I say, man, you know, people say, oh, I must have done something right. That's how I feel. I'm like, man, I don't know what I did, but I'm going to keep trying to do it because I love these blessings. And so when we sit back and look at our life and we look at all the wonderful things that have happened, and we look at the wonderful ways things have happened, and we just start to, just having life itself really, really is a gift. Having the life we live ourselves right now. For me, being an African-American woman, being in 2024 as opposed to 1860 is a blessing. Me being a woman in 2024 as opposed to during the Salem witch hunt is a blessing. Me being a woman in 2024 as opposed to, you know, and I'm sorry, grown woman, because I don't even know if I would trade places with some of these millennials and all of the challenges that they have to go through. So I really feel perfectly blessed. Like, God took his time to be like, no, her temperament's like this, so she's going to need that, you know. No, I'm going to work on smoothing this rough edge in her off, so when I match her with a partner, she's not pricking them to death. You know, I want her edge to be smooth. And so he works on creating a smoothness within me. You know, God really put his work in. And all I had to do is be patient with the process. That's how much God cares for us. God cares for us that he fashioned us. And he'll fashion, if you look in your environment right now, and you're like, this doesn't really belong here. And then you can look and say, okay, what is off about this? What needs to change, the environment or me? And really, this is where you spend time in your prayer and meditation. This is when you spend time reading your books, discovering and having a deeper relationship with God. And that's going to help you know what he wants. Does he want the smooth? Or is it time to be prickly? However you want to work, I promise you, God has fashioned this for your development, for your betterment. You're going to learn. You're going to evolve, I promise you. If you stick at this long enough, if you work hard enough in it, you're going to evolve. Evolution, elevation is necessary. Okay? Now, today is moving me out of the way. That's the journal. That's the journal prompt. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Moving me out the way. And out of the way of what? Yourself. We just spent 15 minutes talking about God is working on us. Move you out of the way. Don't let your own ideas interfere with the great plans that God has for you. There are times when, you know, we overthink situations. We got to work on that. Try not to overthink. Right now, you should be gathering information, learning information. Try not to overthink. Over means too much. Let's be disciplined. You know, so we just came back from Tampa. We have five people said, hey, I wanna go ahead and work on my spiritual protection. Five people said, I want to build myself. I want to protect myself. I want to learn and have a closer relationship with Arisha. I want to do this. I want this, right? Five. Amazing. And in those five, as we come back from Tampa, as they're learning, they're all excited. I'm like, yes, that's so wonderful. They're excited about God. They're excited about their spirituality. And so what do they want to do? They want to rush back, take over the world, get initiated, set up all these shrines. I'm like, hold on. You're developing a relationship. And in that relationship, you need consistency. So if you just got here, just sit back for a second, learn, read, experience, but watch your commitment levels, okay? Don't jump up to put yourself in a situation that may take a little bit to get out of, right? So consistency, you're developing a relationship with these higher beings. In any relationship, consistency is needed. You know, in 2024, there's a term called ghosting, right? This is where we were talking, we were building, but now I don't want to talk for whatever reason. I'm busy, I got caught up in this, or I just don't enjoy the conversation anymore. There's a reason why we don't talk. But rather than the person saying, hey, I'm caught up in my life right now, I really need, they just disappear. They ghost you. I can tell you, having been ghosted before, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good to think that, hey, I'm building and then nothing. Not even a, hey, I'm busy right now. Not just nothing. Ghosting. I can tell you, our spiritual entities that we involve ourselves, we're building with them. We're in relationship with them. I'm in a relationship with my ancestors. I'm in a relationship with all of my shrines, and I spend a lot of time and energy with them, and I'm not going to disappear. So I talk about my new people in Tampa because I want them to know their consistency is going to be very important. Be consistent. You know, why don't you work on just your reading aspects? Why don't you work on just, you know, you've done the class, you were consistent in the class, now let's work on this. You know, let's keep moving on this. This is how we're going to manage this energy and everything like that, right? So find a way to get consistent. Now, consistency is needed even in our past. You're not going to be able, well, I have found, and I'm a professional faster. I have two big fasts a year and then every Wednesday. So I do this for good grief, okay? And so I find as a professional faster that I can't fast and do everything I want to do. Now, there might be some super people out there that can handle it. I cannot. Whenever I fast, I have to move a little slower. And I hate it. Oh, it's absolutely traumatic for me. But I got to move a little slower. And so in order for me to put some things on my plate, I usually have to take some things off my plate. And like I said, I don't like it. But I do it. I do it because it's important. I do it because God has called me to work during this time. Remember, this is not a Mama 7 fast. Not at all. I don't dictate that. There are certain things that I would think would be too arrogant to call for. How dare you call me for fast? And, you know, my God didn't call me to fast. Who are you to call me to fast? You see what I'm saying? So I don't call people for fast. I help people in the fast that God has called. It's important that we know that, right? In the fast that God has called. Oh, I'm struggling because I'm like, hey, I'm trying to get to where God wants me to be, and I'm trying to do what I want to do. And I can tell you, doing the two is not going to work. You have to sit here and you have to focus on what God has asked you to do. Take yourself out of the equation. And then you'll be able to see, oh, now it's time for my God focus. And let me tell you, people, I have met more random people on the street that are fasting. And I don't know why, you know, I'll just be sitting there And I overheard some young brother, hey, and someone was like, hey, you want a piece of candy? He's like, no, I'm fasting. And they're like, oh, what you fasting for? I didn't say it. The other person said it. You're like, oh, it's Ramadan. They're like, oh, you're a Muslim? No. I was like, oh, ears perked up. I said, excuse me, I'm not meaning to interrupt your conversation, but I hear that you're fasting. So am I. And in great conversation from a young 25. And I said to him, I said, do you have any support? Anybody helping you? And he was like, no, and it's very difficult. But I know I'm supposed to be here. I know I'm supposed to do this. Perfect. Perfect answer. I was like, oh, hey, how you doing? So I know when we talk about God, we're talking about moving me out of the way. I promise you, surrender is only for 30 days. Surrender your needs to do what you think you need to do. And focus only on what you know God wants you to do. And everyone has this. Everyone has this thing that they know God is requesting, but they're just not doing. So for 30 days, allow God to be not just the boat, but the captain of the boat. Go where God is allowing you to go. And when you run out of energy, that means you need to be home. And that's the way I'm looking at it, okay? When I get tired, that means it's time for you to go home. That means your day is done. I'm not going to substitute it. I'm not good. I like the way coffee tastes. And if you've ever had my coffee, you know my coffee tastes delicious. But I'm not going to be drinking 10 cups of coffee in order to keep up with my normal. No, something's going to have to wait. Why? Because God said so. Something needs to be put on a back burner. Why? Because God said so. How do you know that? Because this is God's time. And I've just run out of energy. You see what I'm saying? Spend some time, especially today. Hopefully, you know, I mean, it's Saturday. Hopefully everybody will be able to move at their own rhythm and everything else like that. Spend some time today working on the areas that you find the most resistance in your heart. Work on that. Find a way to move that resistance away from you so that you can clearly hear God's intentions for you. Okay? So, fast. This is day 7, right? You made it 7 whole days. I think that puts us, just about a quarter past this fast. I am super excited. The water ceremony is going to be April 27th. Remember that, okay? And in next week, I'm going to be kind of pushing some information out there. I'm very excited. I'm going to cook. You know, Saturday, I moved away, you know, for financial reasons. I moved away from having that dinner. But I'm like, no, God is going to bless me out of the sky. God is going to literally put it in my hand, and what I'm going to do, we're going to celebrate. We're going to have dinner and when I say a dinner, I'm not talking about we going to the restaurant. I'm talking about we're going to eat. We're going to get together. We're going to fellowship. I am excited about that. You know, I have one young sister say, Mama said, are we going to have a reunion? I said, a reunion? I said, the water is the reunion. Everyone get together. Everybody get clean. And then everybody, let's come eat some food. And so I am so excited about being able to, you know, they say it's a blessing to be able to feed your community. You know, the way the Muslims do it is if you're not able to fast, you should be feeding a certain number of families that day. So they're like, if you and your constitution was weak, if you had a moment of weakness and you weren't able to complete your fast, you should go help someone else be strong. How wonderful is that? Where even your weakness will become a strength for someone else. How awesome is that? God thinks about us and makes plans for us at every occasion. I'm so glad and proud to be part of what God thinks of as his people. I'm so glad to be part of the God that makes provisions for people and shows love for people. I'm so glad that's my God, because I can feel it and I take benefit from it all the time. So even if you're having a rough fast, I promise you it gets easier. This has been, as far as technically with the fast, this has been one of the easier ones for me. And I think really because it's the earlier date, it's nowhere near convenient, but I think that early date is pushing us towards earlier days. So, like, you know, when you can clearly see your fast is from this time to this time, like as I'm speaking now, I can see the sun poking up. Yeah, this is perfect timing. And I think also, and this is just me, or could be just me, when you are full of gratitude, I mean, for real, when your heart is screaming gratitude, when your heart is screaming, you know, a level of thanks and a level of appreciation, and a man, these things become easy when that gratitude is high. So work on, if you ever get stuck, it's like, I can't move it, get that gratitude higher. Go right back into being thankful. Being thankful is your, in my opinion, is your reset. Because if you can be grateful for this positivity, you can be grateful for even the challenges. Because sometimes the challenges show you, wow, I can't believe I've grown past that. That would have been a fight. That would have been a fight a couple weeks ago, a couple years ago. That would have been a fight. Now there's no resistance in my heart. You can do you. I'm going to do me. Go be fun. Go be great. So when you get to that part, that's when you know you're cooking with oil. That's when you know your God has set you up for success. Now, the setup may have been a little painful. There were things you had to learn, but I promise you, you made it through. I got to wrap up, family. I really pray and hope everyone's fast goes well. I'm going to be checking in with the people. I want to know how you're doing. I want to know what your personal sacrifice is. I'm very interested in that. Also, if you were able to get your community service going. Let's work on it, family, okay? All right, speak to you soon. Peace.